It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, Darren Garman here, and welcome to the place smart investors hang out. And it's kind of funny, I use the word place because we're going to spend a lot of time today talking about place and why place will be more and more important for you, for your wealth, your income, and for those that you care about, quite frankly. Place will be where it's at. Place will be a huge part of your financial picture, even though it may not look like it may be the case now. It will definitely be the case in the near future, especially over the next 3 to 5 years and even past that. But before we go any further, if you have not received your information kit on our new apartment project offering that we have available for investors, you need to get your hands on this information. We've got a great project we are working on right now. We have it under contract, and not surprisingly, I already have investors waiting to be involved in it. However, there is still time, and there is still room for investors to be involved in this apartment project. So, if you are looking for the kinds of benefits that you will get, not only from rates of return, income, but also some isolation and some protection of your wealth, this is the project to look at and consider. If not with your regular money, with your IRA money, one or both. So, not got my project information yet? Send me an email, Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. And I will send you the information, an informational video you will want to watch on the project and what you can expect and how you will be much better off financially as a result of being involved in this kind of project. And at the end of the day, you'll find out why hundreds of other apartment property investors and my fellow investment partners are involved with me. And this is the kind of project that is the reason for that. So once again, Darren@HeartlandInvestmentPartners.com. Just send me an email in the subject line. Just type, hey, Darren, get me more information on the upcoming opportunity. Please send me information on the opportunity. Please send me the information video on the opportunity, informational video, and I will get that sent out to you and make sure we get you taken care of. Okay. So let's talk about place today. And you really have not heard much of this at all. If you do a lot of deep diving into what's happening out there in the market, especially the repercussions we're seeing from politics, as I'm recording this webinar, as I'm recording the podcast today with you, and as you're listening to it, you know, the talk of the day is the border between the U.S. and Mexico. That's the talk of the day. China trade talks is a close second. Our relationship with Russia and North Korea a third. And that's just on the political scene. Social scene, there is still a lot of what some would call social injustice going on. There's still a lot of conflict between many people based on their beliefs and based on their opinions. And because of our social networking and how instantly available information and communication is, it is coming out of the woodwork. And you see this, of course, spill into politics, whether you agree with politics or not of a certain individual, you see it. I can't, and I still do listen to radio, by the way. But if I'm driving somewhere and I listen to a little bit of talk radio, it's all slanted towards politics. And you're either, in many cases, very, very conservative or very, very liberal. There doesn't really seem to be much of an in-between based on what you see and what you listen to. And the internet's full of clickbait in terms of getting you to dive deeper and deeper into this. I said the radio is, TV is too, especially with the three or four channels that you can tune into at any time and get your opinion. And whether or not you disagree with that, and I've got a very, very strong opinion on all of this, by the way, which I will share with you here in the future. And just as a side note, I believe I already have the 2020 election figured out, and who our next president will be. But I'll save that conversation for another time, and I'll give you my reasons why I believe that is the case. But I digress a little bit because at the end of the day, all of this that I'm talking about has to do with place. Place. And never before has it become as important as it is today to have a place to invest and park your money. I'm just going to call it parking your money. Investing, placing, depositing, we can use all those. I'm going to use the word park, and I hope that's okay with you. Because when it comes to parking your money today, you have more choices than you've ever had. Really. In terms of investing or parking. The big winners, of course, are Wall Street. And Wall Street spends billions of dollars a year to convince you that that is the place. They, being Wall Street, are the place to park your money. And you can't listen to radio, watch TV, do any streaming online. Well, streaming, of course, there's no commercials, but you're subject to their ads 24/7. Wall Street ads. Depending on which company is trying to get your business, you can't get away from it. And that's because the majority of Americans' net worth, and by the way, the average net worth of the average American isn't much. Just Google it. You'll find out what it is. It's not much. But the average net worth of the average American is in Wall Street. And then there's a bunch of other places that the average American's net worth is placed where they have their money parked. But let's just say it's mainly in Wall Street or conventional investments. And here's the interesting thing about that. In no other time has conventional investments and Wall Street investments been subject to so much volatility, theft, and frankly, public information. I mean, we've not seen this before. So in a world where all of us want to continually be private, we're not. Everything is basically public. Now, look, I know not everything, so I don't know everything about you, but I bet you I can find out a hell of a lot about you pretty quickly. And I don't know what I'm doing. I can just open a computer and go to a few search engines, and I can probably find out a lot about you. But there are those that really, really know what they're doing. You know, they're called hackers that can find out all of that information about you, including where your money's at, where your bank accounts are at, and they can do it pretty quick, and they can also find out most of your passwords as well. And by the way, I have it from really good sources that it's not that hard to find all that stuff out about you. So what do most Americans do? They invest in places that are subject to political influences, social influences, economic swings. So place is important. And it's never been more volatile. And where you choose to park your money, the place you choose to park your money, is really a big deal. You know, I remember it wasn't that long ago, you kind of set it and forget it. And you did what was called, and many people probably still do this, dollar cost averaging, right? So put your money month after month in the stock or this mutual fund and let it go up and down with the market, and dollar cost averaging, you'll earn more one month, less more the next, and you'll be good. It used to be you kind of set it and forget it. You know, you get your monthly statements, you get your proxy once a year, and that's about it. When it comes to more conventional like CDs or savings accounts or money market accounts, you know, same kind of thing. Maybe you have some, you'd have some money coming out every month from a check into those accounts. Maybe you'd even have a Christmas account set up. Maybe you still do Christmas accounts. They're still not that out of style. People still have Christmas accounts. But there's always the set it and forget it mentality. And it's been around for years. More in the past than it is today. But it was a big deal years ago. Still a big deal today, but not as much of a big deal. Well, those days are gone. Now, what do I mean? Well, sure, you can still do that. You can still do the set it and forget it plan if you want. And a lot of people do. And if you're listening to me, you probably have some part of your wealth, your income, in a set it and forget it plan. Whether it's money coming out of a check, going into maybe a profit sharing plan or a retirement plan, maybe an IRA or 401k somewhere. Maybe, like I said before, a Christmas account. So you are more than likely having some of your money sucked out of an account in a set it and forget it fashion. Most people listening will. Not all, but most. And in a world we have today with political, social, and economic influences that have such a fast and quick influence and reaction to investments, you can't afford to set it and forget it anymore. You've got to be on top of place. So, at the end of the day, the question really becomes, what place has the best insulation and protection from the forces that are gaining speed and momentum in destroying my wealth, destroying my income, beating my income down, beating my wealth down? What places can I go? Where can I go? Well, the stock market's not the place. That's a roller coaster ride. And on the wrong time and the wrong day and the wrong time there, you could see your wealth disappear almost overnight. There are what has been called crashes that have happened before. Many know about those crashes. And look, we haven't had a crash, a real big crash, for a number of years. We've not seen one. But we've seen a hell of a lot of volatility. And then there's the question of a recession coming or looming. Is it really headed here? Is it on its way? Many smart folks think it is. We'll see. But if you've got your money in that place and you're surprised when you wake up one morning that you've lost 20, 30, 40, 50% of what you've got there and you're surprised by that, you damn well can't be surprised. How can you be? How can you really be surprised if that happens? And by the way, full disclosure, I got money in mutual funds and in some stocks too right now. I'm not 150% invested in real estate, though 98% I am. Probably 99% really. But I got a little bit of cash in some mutual funds and in some stocks. So I'm not going to wake up one morning or be on my way home from the office or in here that the market's gone down 20%, 30%, 40%. And I've lost tens of thousands, if not in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm not going to be surprised. And you can't be either. Because it's not getting any better, folks. It's getting worse. You could have something happen that has nothing to do with your investment today. Nothing to do with it. The company or the stock you're invested in, the mutual fund you're invested in, and whomever's running those, wherever they're invested, they could be really freaking smart. But something could happen somewhere else and make them look like an idiot. I mean, why do you think Buffett invests in boring companies? Right? So, I mean, you can't be totally surprised that you're really putting yourself, your wealth, your income, and your future in a really risky position if you're invested in any of the conventional markets right now. You can't. Then you could say, well, I got CDs and money market funds. Really? The only reason you've got money in a CD or a money market fund is fear. Is fear. You don't have money in those places because you want a rate of return on your investment. You've got them in those places so you don't lose any money. And really, there's not that big of a difference between putting them there and in a safe deposit box and a bank. There's really not that much of a difference. Really. Now, you're going to earn a little bit of money, a little bit of a rate of return today. But you're really putting it there out of fear, not out of expansion. Right? I mean, if we're honest about that. And by the way, if you think that just because you've got a CD or money in savings accounts or bank or credit union money market accounts or places like that, it's all hooked up to technology too. I mean, I don't know how many times a year someone has gotten one of my credit cards or debit cards. I mean, it's theft. You know, they swipe it somewhere. They steal the number from somebody. You know, when I start getting charges on my account at a convenience store in Tupelo, Mississippi, I mean, you know, it's not mine. And that's happening more and more. And that's a bank. That's a bank. And so don't think just because you've got your money there that you're like protected. Better than conventional market, sure. Better than Wall Street, but you're not totally protected. And I would argue that today, it's not all about rate of return anymore. Which is why, by the way, if you got a bunch of money in CDs or money market accounts, it's not about rate of return for you. It's about protection. And I would argue that today, more than any other time, protection and insulation from these kinds of forces is really where the money will be made by investors. Because think about it. There will be demand and growing demand for places that will insulate your wealth and your money, be it regular IRA money, protect your wealth, and also, and I'm saying this last, not first, give you a very good rate of return. You notice I didn't say rate of return first. I said it last. Okay? So let's look at a couple of prospects for this. Prospect number one, conventional. Let's get a few off the table right away. How about commodities? No. So let's just mark that. How about the conventional market? Wall Street. Stocks, mutual funds, bonds, IPOs, all those kinds of things. We can cross that and take those off the table too. Those are more bets anymore, aren't they? They're not really places to park money. It's places to bet money. And again, you can't be shocked or surprised if one day it's X and the next day it's gone down 40% X. You can't. So let's take that off the table. So now you're down to banks, credit unions, CDs, money market funds, money market accounts. Yeah, that is a place of insulation and protection. But you're not totally protected from theft, are you? Again, if they're making charges on my debit card or on my credit card account at the bank at a convenience store in Tupelo, Mississippi, that just tells you we still are subject to theft of our money and theft of our information. If it's hooked up to a computer, which it all is, it's not 100% protected. So there it will be growth in popularity and in desire to be in the best investment, the best place to park your money that gives you isolation, insulation, protection, low risk, and a really good return. And that place, my friend, is going to be and is starting to be and gaining momentum, real estate. Okay? Real estate. And I'm talking now apartment communities. I'm not talking single family homes because the single family home market is dying a slow death. There is still demand for people wanting to own their own homes. There will continue to be demand for people wanting to own their own homes or condominiums. I'm not saying it's dead. I mean, like flatline dead, but it is going to a slow death. Okay. And we saw in 2008, if you're invested in single family homes, what can happen? But where do you find real protection, real insulation, a little more protection in terms of rate of return? It's apartment communities. And the more that this becomes a realization, and you're seeing it already, there's a reason why there are especially some well-known venture capital, private equity companies loading up on apartment communities. Why do you think that is? Because of what I'm talking about. Yes, there'll be continued demand by tenants to want to rent apartments. We know that. We see that. It's becoming more and more the case day after day. So when the line of tenants going out the door continues to get longer and longer, more and more investors will want to own that because of that. But what's the other reason? Well, I could argue one of the main reasons is protection, isolation, parking your money in a place that will continue to give you great investment benefits, good returns, while protecting and insulating your wealth, whether it's your regular money or your IRA money. Okay, I can hire a hacker to break into any of your accounts probably if I really, really wanted to. Okay, I can't hire them to break into an apartment community that you may own. How is that going to work? How am I going to do that? I can't. There's a disadvantage to that, of course, and that's liquidity, right? So anytime you have an investment or a place where you have your money parked that is subject to theft, wild swings, deep declines in value, in most cases, it's an investment that has liquidity. You can call tomorrow and redeem your shares and you have them deposited in your bank account, checking account, savings account, whatever, in 2 to 3 business days. That's not the case, of course, when you own an apartment community, right? I'll give you that. That's true. But what would you rather have? More chances of theft, deep declines in value, or waiting 2 or 3 months for the property to sell or your ownership interest to be bought by the company that you are invested in that owns the property, which is basically how our investors work. So think about this. Place, super important. What place should you be thinking of? What place should your money be at? Where should your money be parked? You're not going to hear a hell of a lot about this now. A little bit here, a little bit there about place. But it will be a huge point of conversation over the coming years. And I would suggest those investors that have their money in the right place, at least some of their money in the right place. At the end of the day, while a whole bunch of investors are scratching their head, shaking their head, wondering what the hell just happened when they've either had theft, their personal information has been stolen, their account balances have declined 30, 40, 50%. Those people that have chosen the place, they're not going to have those problems. Not going to have those issues. While one end of the spectrum is in chaos, another end is going to be in demand. Returns are going to be significant. Demand is going to continue to be high and growing, all because of one thing, place. Now, it'll be interesting to see how this unravels, especially when you've got a presidential election coming up. And as I said before, I'll give you my opinions on what I think will be happening there as we get a little bit closer to Election Day. And as I mentioned, I believe I'm going to make a pretty good, it will be a guess, obviously, because I don't know for sure. I'm going to guess who our next president's going to be, and it won't be that far into the future when I make that prediction. But we'll talk more about that later. But that has a lot to do with what I'm talking about, which is why I'm mentioning it and teasing you a little bit about it. Has a lot. Because if you think the political landscape right now is a lot of mudslinging, holy shit, you just wait the next 3 to 4 or 5 months and then into the next year. You ain't seen nothing yet. And that's going to affect everything. Everything. Again, you can't be surprised. You can't. So, place. If you have not given this some thought, if you've not given it the thought it deserves, the time it deserves, don't be on the set it and forget it treadmill anymore. And that's not to say you pull every single penny you've got out of every investment you're in and put it into an apartment community. Ideally, I think that's fine, but I'm not recommending it. I'm recommending you think about it. Okay? Because if you chew on this a little bit, give it some thought, you'll start seeing some trends, especially where you live. You'll start hearing these things. You'll start seeing it develop. And then you'll know, right? Then you'll know. So I appreciate you being with me on this week's podcast where we really focused on place. I really wanted to get your attention about it. And again, if you have not received the information that I have on the available apartment opportunity that we have investors already involved in, there is still time to get information. There are still some positions open if you'd want to entertain that. I'm happy to get that information to you to review. And of course, as always with me, there is no obligation. Okay, I'm not going to pester or bug you. You're either interested or you're not. All right, have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend. Talk to you later. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.